This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I anticipated a quick verdict. I figured they were either with us or they weren't. And, you know, about an hour is what I thought.
Well, let's just put another nail in his coffin and now obviously hope he sees that he's never getting out of jail.
The prosecutor has a right to go home and sleep soundly and not worry about getting a bullet in his head after he's done his job.
Randolph County State's Attorney Jeremy Walker, Stacey Peterson's sister, Cassandra Kales, and James Glasgow there, the Will County State's Attorney. Mr. Glasgow joins us now. First off, congratulations to you and the office on a case well prosecuted.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that.
And have we heard the last of this guy, or does it just basically depend on whether or not he commits any more crimes while he's incarcerated?
Well, we're going to have a sentencing hearing on July 26th. And, of course, you know the Illinois Supreme Court has taken a petition for leave to appeal on the murder of Kathleen Savio. We're very confident that the Supreme Court will affirm that. They affirm 50 to 60% of the criminal cases they take. And we believe the issue that's going to be looked at is the statements that were basically the law, the case at the appellate level. And I think they want to make it clear that forfeiture by wrongdoing is now the law of Illinois.
Good morning, Jim. Any more charges pending against Drew Peterson at this point?
No, there aren't. Again, this case, I think, demonstrated, you know, for everyone with the tapes, you know, the psychotic, neurotic pride that drives this man.
Yeah, a narcissist on a level that's hard to even comprehend, I think, for doctors of that science. But you mentioned forfeiture by, what is that law again?
It's forfeiture by wrongdoing. You know, and the thing that people don't understand, there are 27 hearsay exceptions under Illinois law. And this is simply another one. And as Justice Scalia said, in the Giles case, it's a 400-year-old concept. The U.S. Supreme Court first mentioned it in 1878. And it's gradually been applied throughout the country. A dozen states had legislation involving forfeiture by wrongdoing before I wrote the legislation here. And in 2011, the Supreme Court adopted the federal rule to be the law in Illinois.
See, and it comes down to this. In a civilized society, the test of any of that can be tested in court. So the law is the law. The charges are filed, and the court case goes forward. And you can prove it or disprove it, right? I mean, so there's nobody can claim this is some law that was put up just to get Drew Peterson. It's just not true.
No, it's 400 years old. And what's so wonderful about this is his sinister behavior. He got away with it for years. And then the tide turned, and it just so happened that we became familiar with this concept, and it fit perfectly because he had threatened women and told them things that he thought would die with them. And the joke was on him because it didn't.
Did you ever think you would have to get on the witness stand, Jim, and testify in this case?
Well, I felt I probably would. It was part of the motive. And, it's really very interesting because I met Drew Peterson in the early 1980s as I've met hundreds of policemen. So we were acquaintances only. But he made a comment in December of 2007 after I exhumed Kathleen Savio's body and had the case reclassified as a homicide. He told the Herald News, "I like Jim Glasgow. Jim Glasgow is a very honorable man. I think whatever Jim Glasgow does, it'll be what he thinks is true." Now, that's the ultimate car salesman con man. And I apologize, I shouldn't have said car salesman.
No, but we understand the analogy.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I think it sums him up. He's going to con you as long as he can, and then when you're not doing what he wants, then he attacks you.
Well, and I think that's how he ended up getting married four times, because his wives thought that because he played his hand the way he played it, you know, they could be the one to change him. And at some point, he became the true Drew Peterson, which brings us to Stacey Peterson, still missing. And is that in your jurisdiction, or is that out of Will County?
No, that's our jurisdiction. And in the hearing in 2010, we had to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that he murdered Stacey Peterson in order to get her statements in. And so, again, obviously we have a burden beyond a reasonable doubt before we go to a criminal trial.
Yeah, and for the sake of the family, and Cassandra Kales in particular, I think, addresses this, the family wants him in jail. The family does, I don't want to speak for him because I don't, but the family doesn't seem to be pushing for yet another trial. But a lot of families do need that for closure and for the justice for Stacey Peterson.
Again, Steve, the longer someone is missing, the easier it is to convince a jury that they didn't just run away.
Right.
That they are deceased.
Do you think you'll ever find her, Jim? The body or
again,
her?
Andrea, that's one of those needle in a haystack things. I hope we do, and we're going to follow up every lead.
At any point, did you have the emotion that, you know, maybe if I could just get 10 minutes alone with Drew Peterson, we could talk this out? And I think you know what I mean by talk this out.
Well, again.
okay, so, okay, Jim, so that's me. Maybe that's just me.
Again, I'm not a violent person.
I am.
But when I do prosecute someone for murder, and I know, I'm convinced in my heart that they committed that murder, I look at them in the courtroom and realize that all these niceties we provide this person, if we caught them in the act of the murder, it would be an entirely different scenario. And Peterson mused on these tapes that he was joking with his lawyers that he wanted to know how much they would give him excuse me, if he jumped up and bit my nose off in court.
He's a freak show, man. He's just a freak show.
Yeah. So
I respect your professionalism, because the fact of the matter is, you got to do a job, and you've done it well, and you continue to do it well. But when it comes down to personal threats or threats of your family, boy, there's no more ultimate test of how professional you can be.
Well, again, if somebody was attacking one of my children, my wife, the gloves come off, I guess, at the ultimate level. But I've never been in that. Fortunately, never been faced with that. But, again, we have to abide by the law or the whole thing collapses.
Right.
And that's why this particular crime, where the person who convicts another person of murder and then that person wants to murder the prosecutor.
Right.
I mean, that's the ultimate crime within the criminal justice system.
Jim, I think he thinks that he will someday see the light of day and get out of prison. That will never happen, will it? He's got 38 years for this, and then they'll probably serve the other concurrently or consecutively?
Yes. It'll be consecutive. And the thing is that he's delusional when he analyzes his case. He complains that I was able to get in evidence that pierced the attorney privilege, the marital privilege, and the clergy privilege. He doesn't say that the evidence wasn't real and probative and proved that he murdered Kathleen Savio. He's just mad that we were able to do it, and he thinks we violated some law, but we didn't. He has no understanding whatsoever of the concept of forfeiture by wrongdoing and why it's in place.
Yeah, and he's mad because he got caught. He's mad because he got caught because he thought he'd be able to get away with it forever, and that's all part of his sickness. Listen, again, I thank you for what you do and what your office does and your people do and your continued health in doing it. So thanks for coming on, Jim.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Andrea.
Bye-bye, Jim.
That's Will County State's Attorney Jim Glasgow.